Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, January 26th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. The biggest news of the day has to do with TikTok, who is now under new management within the United States. There is a new TikTok USDS joint venture LLC who owns TikTok. We'll get into all of the details on today's show. Additionally, the CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan, talks about what the biggest priorities are for YouTube in 2026 and how you can use that to shape the content that you make. All of that plus more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the TikTok news. Before we get into all of the details about TikTok's new management, here's the CEO of TikTok, Shou Chu, with a quick update.
Hi everyone, it's Shou here. Thank you to over a billion users worldwide and 200 million Americans for continuing to share your creativity and your passions. We are grateful to have you as part of our TikTok community and are looking forward to seeing more of your creative spirit, great storytelling, and bringing joy to everyone, everywhere.
I just want to mention something about that clip. The CEO of TikTok, Shou Chu, rarely makes clips. I look really hard across the internet to find clips of him talking and insert them in the show. However, that clip that I just played gave no usable information. Let me get into what you really need to know. The platform issued a release Thursday night announcing the new American TikTok called TikTok USDS Joint Venture LLC. Along with new terms of service and privacy, TikTok said that it plans to retrain the algorithm on US user data. So who owns the platform now? It is owned by a combination of Silver Lake, Oracle, and MGX. These companies serve as managing investors with 15% stakes each, while ByteDance retains a 19.9 ownership share. The remaining equity is distributed across a consortium of investors. If you use CapCut or one of the other apps owned by ByteDance, good news. This structure also covers those apps as well, CapCut, Lemonade, and others. However, since this was announced, TikTok has experienced some access problems in the United States starting early Sunday morning. The head of communications at TikTok USDS said, quote, "Since yesterday, we've been working to restore our services following a power outage at a United States data center impacting TikTok and other apps we operate. We're working with our data center partner to stabilize our service. We're sorry for this disruption and hope to resolve it soon." End quote. Some people are unhappy with this transition for TikTok's ownership and are looking at alternative apps. One app that's been gaining a lot of popularity over the past couple of days is called Upscrolled. I personally have not had a chance to investigate it, but if you are tired of Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and you're looking for an alternative, now might be the time where one of these catches fire. In other TikTok news, the team released a What's New on TikTok for Brands Q1 2026 product preview. It's a long blog post, but there's a video to go along with it, and although the video is not so exciting, there was one clip that I wanted to point out.
Hi, welcome to TikTok product preview. I'm Feng, and I'm on the global product education team here at TikTok on TikTok. Our first update, brands can now register their TikTok accounts as verified businesses. A registered business account ties an organic TikTok account to a real business and category, allowing TikTok to apply the correct rules and features. This is especially important for brands in restricted verticals such as alcohol, gambling, and healthcare. A registered business account ensures TikTok can correctly apply safeguards like age gating and geofencing, reducing the risk of organic content being flagged or limited. For all brands, a registered business account also unlocks additional organic capabilities, including link in bio, lead generation from your profile, destination and app download links, organic geotargeting, and multi-user login for account management. To apply for a registered business account, log into TikTok through the app or desktop. Go to Settings, then Business Account.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because the rest of the clip is horribly boring. But overall, did you get the vibe that they've been watching the YouTube Creator Insider videos with Lauren and trying to copy that exact format and style? That's what stuck out to me. I do think, though, turning on that business setting that he mentioned is very important, especially because it will allow multiple people to access your TikTok business account. So if you have multiple people responding to comments or posting content at different times throughout the day, nice to have that ability. I'll link to the blog post with the video so you can check it out for yourself. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan, is going to share his four biggest priorities for 2026. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's the CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan, with his four biggest priorities for 2026.
Your first theme is, and I think it's undeniable at this point, creators are the new stars and the new studios. How do you see creators and artists just reinventing everything in entertainment, especially for the living room?
One of the things, as you know, Renee, really well, is that we all, as viewers, as fans, come to YouTube for these incredible cultural moments and really for the cultural zeitgeist, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's the Oscars, whether it's a new album drop. And increasingly, certainly over the last several years, creators really are at that epicenter of culture. They're building out their own studio-sized lots in Hollywood. They have enormous fandoms all over the world. And that is really our mission, is to build up their businesses, build up their audiences. And I'm incredibly excited about what our creators have in store in 2026.
We know that people choose YouTube for its unparalleled breadth of content. How are you thinking about all the different formats for the next year?
We really do give this very broad canvas to our creators to be able to express themselves, share what they want with their audiences. So for example, Shorts is 200 billion views a day. That continues to be an incredibly fast growing format on YouTube, and it's an area that you'll see further investment from us on in 2026. The living room continues to be an area of strength and investment for us. We're coming up on 3 years where we're the number one streamer here in the US. So in order to continue to maintain that position, we're going to invest in the product. So being able to, for example, on YouTube TV, choose exactly the multi-view channels that you want, or bringing more consumer choice, so multiple tiers within YouTube TV. So expect that. And then, of course, one of the core parts of YouTube is music and investing in music, including the YouTube Music app, but also fan experience on the main app. So things like being able to discover new artists, learn more about the song that you're listening to.
Your second theme is about building the best place for kids and for teens. Can you talk about the recent updates for kids, teens, and for parents and how that all fits together?
We know that YouTube, from the really early days, has been a place where families and young people come to learn new things, to get exposed to new forms of creativity. Our approach always has been to bring those magical experiences of YouTube to young people, but to do it in a way where kids and teens remain safe on the platform. And we have a long track record of doing that here over the years. And 2026 is going to be no different. One of the areas that we've been investing in quite a bit is giving parents the controls that they're looking for, and to be able to do that in a way that is simple and easy to use. We believe at YouTube that parents should be in control. They should be the ones that make decisions on behalf of their children, teenagers. So to make those controls sort of front and center and easy to use is going to be a big priority for us.
The next theme is all about powering the creator economy. And you know creators, no matter how many ways YouTube has for us to earn, we're always interested in what's coming next.
Yeah. And creators always give great feedback about what should be coming next. So we're very excited about that. We are the world's original and largest creator economy. We intend to remain that way. I'm incredibly proud of the fact that over the last 4 years, we've paid out over $100 billion to creators, artists, media companies, and other partners. That is a core part of what we do here at YouTube, to make it so that creators who depend on us for a living, that we take that responsibility incredibly seriously and we continue to deliver. Shopping is a big priority, to make it so that YouTube is the best place for viewers and shoppers to find the products and services that they love through the creators that they love and trust. The second is brand deals. Increasingly, that's an important, more and more important part of a creator's monetization portfolio. So creating tools that make it easier for brands and agencies to be able to find the creators that are going to grow their businesses, and also creating a portfolio of tools for creators, the ability to easily add a link to Shorts, for example, to drive to a product or a service. And then another one that I'm very excited about that I know creators are very excited about, which is being able to dynamically swap out the creative, the sponsor creative that they had been working with in their videos for another one, and to make that entire process dynamic.
Your fourth theme highlights both supercharging and safeguarding creativity. Where do you think AI can play a role in that for both creators and viewers?
Well, Renee, as you know, AI plays a really big role in terms of YouTube being able to deliver for our creators as well as viewers. On the creation side and creator side, we've been investing very heavily for the last couple of years now. And the goal there is very simple, which is to really use AI to empower the amazing human creativity that happens on YouTube every single day. So we've rolled out a slew of tools around creation of shorts content in YouTube Create and in other parts of YouTube to do just that. And I'm really heartened by how much adoption there's been around it. In December, for example, over 1 million creators used our AI tools to produce content on YouTube every single day. So expect more along the lines of being able to use your likeness, for example, in the creation of shorts, or being able to generate a game in YouTube playables from a single text prompt. So ideas like that, I'm very excited about. Increasingly, AI is playing an important part about how viewers interact with their favorite creators on YouTube as well. One of my favorite features is the Ask button. In December, 20 million viewers used Ask to learn more about the video that they were watching. And then the final area, which I've talked a lot about over the last couple of years, which I feel very passionate about, which is giving access to the amazing content that's on YouTube to more people all over the world. And their AI has played a really big role through features like auto-dubbing. So in December, for example, 6 million viewers watched a video for over 10 minutes that wasn't in their native language. And so that accessibility, growing it, which is a boon to viewers, but also, of course, to creators, is powered by AI.
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. You got the gist of it. You got all the important parts. Trust me. That is going to do it for today's news. As always, you can find links to everything I talked about in the show notes. This way, you know, it's not just me spouting my opinion, but there are links to back it up directly from the source. You can find that in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.